Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your host for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everyone. As always, my name's Alon, and next to me I have Ara.
Hey, what's going on, Alon?
And, of course, we have a coworker of his, Nick? Is that the name?
Yes, that's
I was about
right.
to call you Zach, because the guy behind the glass over there running the show tonight is named Zach, and you're Nick. And,
yep.
You know, four letters, consonant, vowel, you know what I'm saying.
They sound the same.
Exactly. Anyway, so we got Nick and Zach with us today. I don't know if Zach will be talking a lot, but he's back there running the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored.
Thank you.
Hey,
he was all
on,
excited. He's like, wow, I'm doing a video game show, and you guys have all this cool music. Kick.
Well, I'm in an electronic band, you know, so...
I didn't know that.
Awesome.
Are you going to pimp it out while we got you on the air here?
I don't really have anything to play, but yes, we'll just plug away.
All right, cool. We will plug at Zach.
Datastorm.
Datastorm. Is that datastorm.com?
The obligatory myspace.com/datastormmusic.
There you go.
You couldn't get Datastorm?
There's some dude in Boston that just chose that obscurely.
Man. That's Bostonians. They grab everything. All right. Well, go to myspace.com/datastormmusic.com. And not .com, just Datastorm Music. You guys know better than me. You're MySpacers. Anyway, we got all sorts of stuff to talk about. Obviously, everything happened this weekend, right?
Yeah, the new systems are out.
New systems are out and in my living room. And
I'm really impressed that, you know, you or your roommate were, you know, had the... wherewithal to purchase these systems and then not resell them immediately.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because that's totally my style, too.
Yeah.
But, no, this is great. I keep telling people this, that this past Friday, like 3 days ago, I had, you know, an Xbox and a PlayStation 2, well, multiples, like Xboxes, right? But I didn't have an Xbox 360 or a PS3 or a Nintendo. Of course, you know, most of those weren't even available yet, realistically. But... my friend John, who I've mentioned several times on the air before, he moves into my house on Saturday while I'm waiting in line for the Wii all day. And so I come home with my Wii, and I suddenly have a 360, a PS3, and a Wii.
So you're never leaving the house now.
Exactly.
How did he get a PS3?
He pre-ordered it.
Oh.
He's like this one EB that he goes to in Phoenix.
Packed with the devil.
Yeah, this one EB that he's been going to for years, and he like always buys the strategy guide, and he always buys all sorts of stuff. So they're very cool, like, yeah, we got your pre-order, don't worry, right? I mean, he paid for it and pre-ordered like everybody else, but I don't know. Like,
he's bought 1,200 strategy guides.
Did he reserve this in like July?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, he had a reserve a long time ago. Well, I mean, when they started allowing the reserves for it. Point is, I've got them, right? One day I didn't have any next-gen systems. The next day I literally have every single one.
So now we can talk about them on the air all night long.
Exactly. Overlord. Now I can play Texas Hold'em until 3 in the morning every night and be really tired for work. So, got all these systems, and the 360, well, we all know about that. But here's a story for my PS3 line story. I don't know if you two have any. But
We've got stories.
So my friend and ex-roommate, Dewey, he was wanting to get a PS3. He wants to get a PS3 enough that he's willing to wait like 2 days in advance. So right after work on Wednesday, he's like, dude, I'm leaving work, and I'm going to go find a place. And he drives by Target, the very Target that screwed me last year. The one at Baseline in McClintock in Tempe. The one with a crappy manager with a big ass whose name I can't remember. But if you go to my my blog, you can read all about it.
Isn't this like libel or slander or something?
Hell no, because it's all true. She's got a fat ass and she works at the Target at Baseline in McClintock. Target screwed me. I still bought my nunchuck from them because I couldn't find it anywhere else. But they screwed me. And you all know it. You read it from a year ago in my blog. So he's waiting at that Target. He's eighth in line, and he's told they're going to get eight. So he's, you know, scheduled for a 20-gigger, right? Of course. Not the premium one.
Right.
And I get off of work in Scottsdale, like crazy far away. I don't live anywhere near or work anywhere near where we live. And so I go to the Walmart nearby. They're like, we're not going to let people line up until 7 in the morning. So I figure, well, there's going to be a line for the line, I'm sure. But whatever. I check Sam's Club right next door. And I'm like, so are you going to – what are your plans for the PS3? Said, well, November 17th, we don't know how much, we don't know how many. I'm like, well, I don't see anybody waiting right now. Am I right about that? Yeah, nobody's waiting. So, could I wait right now? Yes. All right. So I just go outside to the doors, and I let the people know in the store, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be standing over here, and it's for the PS3.
Now,
like, if you make some other wacky plan and put the line somewhere else, this is Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Comes out Friday morning at 7.
Now, did you have to, like, keep reminding people that, like, walked around you that, like, hey, you know, I'm the guy in line here. Come
it
on,
was
get behind me.
It was made pretty apparent. So here's what happened. I just let them know, like, I'm waiting for the PS3. So don't go starting a line somewhere else or doing some shenanigans.
That's what you got to do.
PS3 right here. And they were cool about it.
Stake your claim.
I just sat down with my PSP. I called Dewey. I said, Dewey, I've got spot number one in here. You want to make the trip? He says, yes. I mean, you're going to spend 36 hours there anyway, right? So he comes all the way up, although he didn't tell me he was going to go home first. So it took like an extra hour. So I'm sitting there for 2 hours waiting in line for the system that's not going to be mine. And while I'm there, like, the night manager comes out and he puts up a sign and says, all right, PS3 line starts here. And then he comes back in a while later, always giving me these updates as if I need them because I'm not going to be there for 36 hours or something. So he's like, probably less than three. I can't say how many. I don't know. But he said probably less than three. And he made a point of the fact that he couldn't say, right?
So yeah, that's,
I
was like, two, all right. Or one.
But I said, you are going to get some, right? Because I asked before I went in line two. I was like, you're guaranteed to get some, right? And she says, yes. All right. So at that point, they had made the guarantee that some would arrive, or at least one.
A positive number, in
yes,
other words.
Exactly. A non-zero positive number. And so I sit down and I wait, and then Dewey makes it there by like 8 o'clock. And seriously, like 15 minutes before he got there, people took two and three right behind me. A husband and wife.
Now, this
combo.
is what, Thursday morning?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday, not even Thursday morning.
Not
yet.
Even Thursday, no.
That's hardcore.
We're talking 6 p.m. So he gets there at 8. He takes my spot. Time goes by, and, like, I work right next door, so I come and I bring him lunch and I bring him some dinner and whatever on Friday. And they're waiting, and they were told at this point, we're only getting one. And a line forms behind him of, like, seven people.
Now, right? Those guys must be pissed now.
They knew, some of them knew when they came that there was only going to be one. And, like,
Holding out for hope.
Second guy in line was so annoying. Like, he's that guy who thinks he knows everything and starts talking about stuff and convinces everybody that he knows what he's talking about. But if you know what you're talking about, for real, you know he's completely full of crap. And I would use harsher words, but we're on the radio. So
but it's more fun to listen to him.
So this guy,
himself, right?
And of course, when I'm there, I'm like making small talk with him and whatever. And he would tell people stuff and start talking about virtual console
so
and backwards compatibility,
like,
and stuff. I'm
like he owns his own island or
like some audiovisual guy. He works, I don't know. Pretends like he's
PS3
big and bad.
Renders 95 million polygons a second.
Yeah, like something like that.
Pulling out numbers. Yeah.
The guy was just talking. I was like, I have this urge, and I'm like, I'm you know, grabbing my own body, my wrist or something, just be like, hold myself back, because I just, why make a scene? Does it help to correct this guy?
Yes.
No, I don't think it does.
Punch him in the face.
And I thought about this, whatever, I'm going to let it go. But he encourages people, oh, well, hopefully they'll get a truck or something. I'm going to stay here. So he ends up, because the husband and wife, they heard one and they bailed. They were smart, right? But this other guy took second. And then, of course, inevitably, Saturday comes, and I stayed at your house on Friday. I'm sorry, I stayed at your house on Thursday.
Yeah.
I was mixing up days. Stayed at your house on Thursday because you live much closer to where I work and where the Sam's is. So then early morning at like 4, I get up from your house after having no sleep. And I leave and go meet him at Sam's at like 4:30 so that we're there at 5 when they're supposed to hand out tickets, which they never handed out. And finally at 7, they let him go in there and he buys it. They're all scared that he's going to get jumped when he leaves the store, and he brings the car right up.
Did he have an escort or something?
And he drives away. Well, he brought the car right up to the door, and we're just like, here it is, popped it in the car, and he bailed.
Yeah.
And
that's the way to do it.
Anyway, that's what happened with the PS3. Next day, time to wait for the Wii. So I get up, and I go to a Walmart, a 24-hour Walmart. That's the only way to do it, right? 24-hour Walmart near another friend's place, far away from where I live, and kind of in the middle of nowhere, outskirts of town. And go there, and this lady working there, you know, old lady, bright red hair, you know, she's talking about the PS3 and how crazy it was and whatever. And I'm like, so is there a line? You know, I had my like whole stool with me and everything. And she was looking at me like I was nuts. Nah, there's going to be plenty of them. And she's then spouting off numbers that guys like guy number two would tell her about. So then she feels that she can express them right to me as if they're factual. She's all like, well, you got to understand, they only had like 400,000 PS3s, but they're going to have like 5 million Wii. Anyway, I just thought she was insane. I'm going to continue the story a little bit when we get back. Everybody, if you want to tell us your stories about waiting in line or other craziness you saw, give us a call at 866-536-1100. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Ara.
I'm
got Alon over there.
I'm Alon.
And I'm Nick.
And that's Nick. I'm the designer. Nick's the programmer. And Alon is a lot better at talking than both of us.
The crazy show host.
The enthusiast.
And we've got Zach back there.
We're all enthusiasts, even Zach.
Manning all of those crazy machines with the lights.
Yeah, these two punks came over my house because I got all the new stuff.
Yeah,
before the show today.
Now, we're talking about the PS3 and the Wii today, which both just came out. And if you want to call in, you can dial 866-536-1100.
Do it. We've actually got someone waiting on the line. I just have to finish my Wii story here. Honestly, there's not much of a story, but I was waiting in line. hadn't gotten to the line yet. So I go in, and the old uninformed or poorly educated lady starts like spouting numbers off to me, like the Wii is going to have 5 million units. And I was like, well, first of all, lady, that's 5 million at year's end, I think.
Now,
maybe my numbers are wrong, but I thought it was at like year end.
Was she in front of you or behind you in the line?
She wasn't in line. This is a lady working at the store when I went in at 9 a.m.
Oh, right.
Actually, it was more like 8:45, right? Because I was like, you know what? People got crazy over the PS3. It's probably going to spout some sort of craziness for the Wii. I'm going to get there earlier than I think you need to. And so I got all my stuff in my hands and like overloaded my laptop and my PSP and everything. And she's telling me, oh, you'll be able to get them, you know, doesn't matter. You don't have to wait in line. There's no line yet. I was like, there's no line. Cool. I could be first in line like last time. Awesome. But no, like she was giving me some tood. It's like, well, all right, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave on your advice. And
so
I wagged my finger at her.
You cannot wait in line.
I literally wagged my finger at her. She didn't say I couldn't. She's like, you can wait in line if you want. But she sort of implied that I wouldn't need to. She's like, 5 million. I'm like, listen, that's worldwide. That's year end. We're not getting that many. I don't think we're even getting a million at launch.
5 million this store today.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounded like, according to her. And I was like, listen, I know better, but I wasn't going to shove it in her face. So, like, I'm going to go, and there's a casino nearby. Maybe I can kill some time. I don't know. I'll go meet my friend. He lives nearby.
You're an addict.
So, well, I didn't play anything. Anyway. So, eventually we came back at, like, noon or 12:30, we made it there. There's a line up to 15 people.
Nice.
Outside. They moved us outside. And in Arizona, outside is hot. So anyway.
Even in November.
Yeah. We got really
hot.
Like I was totally sweating. And I was in a black shirt because I was like, well, it's, you know, it's my Metroid
shirt.
You're
just not hot enough.
It's short sleeve, but it's black. I didn't realize I was going to be outside because Walmart usually lets
people
inside.
Should have come in your Link costume.
Well, that would have been worse. So anyway. We start waiting at 12:30, and very quickly, by 1:30, the line is full of all 28 that were allotted. And then they come out and tell us they don't have Zelda, or they don't have enough Zeldas for everybody, and that, like, set people off. But eventually, they actually had just enough to fill us, so it was cool. I haven't even opened my Zelda yet. I'm waiting till tomorrow when I have time to play it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, I said we're going to go to the phones. We've got Brado calling, I assume, about the Wii. Brado, you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful, thanks.
Hey, what's up, Brado?
Hey, how's it going?
Great. And you called last week to ask us about some stuff, right?
Yeah, I was in line for the Wii. I was for I did have a friend in line for the PS3. The Walmart that we had only had about 9, and it was like raining for those guys up here in Canada, so I kind of felt sorry for them. But I got there about 3:00 in the afternoon, thinking that there was going to be a lot of people in line, you know, with the Wii because it was going to be cheaper and whatnot. So 3:00 in the afternoon, I show up. I'm the first guy in line. So I'm thinking, oh, great. You know, what am I going to do?
What's wrong with being first in line?
Well, there's nothing wrong per se, but it's just like, you know, I was thinking, okay, maybe I can go get a burger.
You don't want to wait any longer than you have to.
Yeah, this thing, nobody wants to be first, right? And I was like, as soon as I start the line, people are like, oh, crap, there's a line, and they'll jump in it. And I heard later in my line that a bunch of people came and then left because there was no line.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, okay, well, if I jump out of line, if I come back in an hour, is there going to be 5 or 6 people? So I'm like, whatever, I stick with it. So people are looking at me, and they're walking by, and they're like, you know, what's this line for? Like, and I just thought it was kind of stupid, because if people actually paid attention to Walmart, like, they had signs everywhere. Like, you couldn't miss it. So, like, it was just kind of funny. Like, people were giving me looks like, oh, my God, you're crazy. You're sitting in for a week and laughing at me.
See, that's the trade-off.
Wait a minute. What time was this? It was 3 o'clock on Saturday?
It was 3 o'clock. By the time people started actually talking to me, making comments.
Dude, people were, like, breaking out the hibachi and the you know, the parties where I was, by 3 o'clock it was full. You couldn't even get in line anymore.
I really think that the Canadians would be a lot more polite than that.
Yeah.
So there were some nice people. They were laughing. Like, I know my one college professor came up, and he was surprised to see me in the line, and he got me free coffee. So, but by 6,
well,
7 o'clock, a couple other people showed up, and then these two other guys that showed up in the line, they're like, geez, we've been sitting here in our car watching you for a while. Here, have a burger. Like, they went to McDonald's and got me a burger.
Aw.
So, wow, dude.
That's so sweet.
Isn't it a little scary that you had guys watching you from a car?
No, I was just like, what do you guys do? Well, because it was cold, so they were waiting in the car for a while. And so eventually by, I'd say, 10 or 11 o'clock, the manager of Walmart comes out and he says, we're closing down for the night, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, it was like first come, first serve. At 3 o'clock in the morning, they gave you a ticket, which had a serial number for the Wii, so you had to be there to... Whatever. So we're all.
Do you not have 24-hour Walmarts over there?
That particular Walmart wasn't doing one. I don't know. I don't think we have 24-hour Walmarts here now. I mean, we have three in London here, but nothing like. But
dude, you've got to travel. Think about it. That's 8 hours that you had to be there that you didn't really need to be there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's true. I mean, but we're sitting there playing Mario Kart 64 or Mario Kart on the DS. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
And it was kind of funny. We all huddled in together with, like, blankets. It got really cold in the night. I think the only funny thing was later in the evening, as more people were asking what we're doing, we kind of got fed up. So we kind of said, oh, you know, McDonald's is giving away, like, free hamburgers for, like, you know, 2 for 50 cents kind of thing. Like, just stupid remarks. And
my friends and I were joking that we should just start waiting in line outside of Walmart for no reason. Because at the end of the night, like, we were bringing all our stuff back to the car, not paying attention to the line at all. And so we were like, all right, yeah, all right, bye, guys, we're done. Going to the car, you know, we hadn't gotten the Wii's. It's like, well, maybe you should just wait in line at Walmart on Saturday. Just hang out.
Yeah.
So, maybe you get some free stuff out of it.
Or hire someone to wait in line for you.
Well, like, if I were in Canada, people would be like, well, I was watching you over there for several hours. Here's a burger.
I kind of agree with the line where there were certain people in line that, you know, would say things about the Wii or Nintendo in general that, you know, they try to convince people that they were all Mr. Fancy Pants and
yes,
knew everything and absolutely didn't know anything at all.
There's always
and
those fanboys.
That's a large-scale trend in the video game industry as a whole.
It's a way of life and in general, but especially with video game stuff. And you just got to learn to bite your lip if you know better, because you're just getting these arguments.
Now, Brad, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Have you? What part of Canada are you from?
Ontario.
Now, have you heard anything, like, on the news or any kind of reports in Canada of, like, you know, people's, you know, jaws being broken by these lines or, you know, getting shot by BB guns?
In Ontario, I don't know the rest of Canada, but it was one of the most, like managers held it, like, I guess, what was the word I'm looking for? They did the launch, like, really well. Like, stores were able to, like, crowd, like, our crowd particularly was, like, we had, like, 30, 35 people. There was not one fight. We were all joking around, having coffees, buying coffees for each other, having a grand old time. The manager, he did it. He only let in 6 or 7 of us at a time so that other customers, when they were going in at the store, could, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Get
you know
their
what?
Stuff.
I so thought. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I thought that the Walmart and the Sam's handled it very well. And the Sam's, they were, like, freaking out. They were scared that, like, something was going to go down because the PS3 was high energy.
Yeah.
With all these people. But, I mean, there's all these stories. People keep referring to this video where a guy got slammed into a light post or something.
Yeah, dislocated his jaw.
I guess, like, some rogue manager wanted to have them all, like, okay, everybody leave. We're going to play musical chairs now. Run to the chairs. There's only 7 of them inside or something. And one guy got slammed into a pole.
None of that happened at our Walmart. And in the morning, we got our Wii's. And it was actually kind of sad because just down the street from the Walmart or wherever was an EB, and EB wasn't opening up until, or GameStop, I guess you want to call it, wasn't opening up until 11 or 12, and we were all tempted to run down there and, like, tease the guys, like, ha-ha, we got our Wheezy for you, but I didn't really...
It's a good way to get
like
your ass kicked.
Yeah, that'll get you shot in America.
I don't want to get shot and then have my Wii stolen, so... the Walmart people did a really good job, and they gave us free blankets from time to time and got us some coffee, so it was really...
Canada.
People I know, my friends and neighbors and everybody, they whine and bitch about Walmart being like the devil and the store that represents the man and stuff. But they run a good show.
They give you blankets.
They're open at midnight. They give me the right prices. They let me wait outside their store
for
12 hours.
You're going to be working there in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
But the speed at which we're progressing with this show. Listen, thanks for calling, Brad. We appreciate the call. We are going
to
move on.
Keep up your work.
Thank you. Give us a call, 866-536-1100, if you've got a story of your own.
You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
We're back! The Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. I've got Ara right here.
Hey, what's up, Alan?
And Nick over there.
Hey, how you doing?
And Zach over there.
I'm in the house.
There he is. All right, before we move on, you know, I hadn't mentioned yet our wonderful advertiser, our sponsor, our friend, UAT, the University of Advancing Technology. I went there. Ara lives not terribly far away since he lives in the valley. We all sort of do. They're in Tempe, right near Phoenix. Anyway, go to uat.edu to learn more about the University of Advancing Technology. So we've got a caller. We're going to get to him in a minute. And Ara has a bunch of stuff that he wants to talk about, too. I'm going to lay off a bit. And one thing, though, I was reading Joysticks just now, and there's a little comic that, just like hand-drawn with stick figures, says, the title is Fans Turning Away Latecomers to All-Night Game Consoles Campout. Game Console Campouts. Part 1, Sony and Microsoft. The line's full, a-hole, F-off, is what happens when people come, right? And then for the Nintendo side, it says, oh, I'm so sorry, all the consoles are spoken for. You know, do you want a hug? And that's totally what happened. Some guy came like with his kid, right? His kid in his pajamas at 11:55 on Saturday.
The guy was in the pajamas? With
the guy, his kid. His kid's whose head was at like his waist level came, and his kid didn't say a word, just walked up. And I was like, I was in the back of the line where he was at the time. And I was just like, oh, is this the line for the Wii? I said, yeah, but they're all taken, right? And we all feel so bad. It's the little kid. He wants his Wii. It's like, oh, little buddy. But we couldn't, right? We're sorry. You know, my fun is more important than your son's fun, so.
Man, this is not good PR for Sony, let me tell you.
Yeah, Sony got it all screwed up. We didn't even talk about that stuff. But anyway, let's take a quick caller, and then, Ara, I want to hear everything you have to say about the PS3, which I know you have a lot of opinions on.
Oh,
as
Graven.
Always.
Yeah, Graven.
Hi.
Hey, what's up,
Hi.
Man?
I just want to comment on the Wii.
Go for it.
It's phenomenal. I think it's very, very cute.
It's
obviously paid.
It's
obviously.
Funny you should say that, because tonight before we started the show, you remember I was talking to a friend of mine?
It is cute.
I was talking to my friend on the phone, right?
Yeah.
This is a female friend who I had mentioned over IM that I got the Wii, and she's like, oh my God, you got a Wii? I totally want one, and she doesn't really play video games much. I was like, I called her tonight to ask her, why do you want the Wii? And she says, because it looks so nice. It's so cute. And I was like, wow, I'd never considered that as a reason.
Well, playing
for
the interface and all the me stuff and your profile.
All she knows is that
cute.
The white box.
Definitely the word for it.
All she knows is that the white box is cute.
All right, well, Graven, I mean, we all know it's cute, but did you really buy it because it was cute?
No. I bought it for other things like Zelda, and you know, bought it for you know what a gamer should have. People wait in line for this.
Did you wait in line for the PS3?
No, I think Sony wants blood for that system.
They do. But I gotta tell
they're
you,
they're getting it. They're getting it.
That system is slick. Oh, I haven't even gone on to talk about how cool the PS3 is yet.
Did you wax the top of your PS3 yet?
No, but I'm gonna move it out of the little place it's in now because it's gonna overheat where it is now. We're gonna move it over to another shelf.
Hermetically sealed chamber.
Yeah.
Anyway, not getting too much good reviews online. Everyone says they hate it.
Well, right
I'm not
now.
Talking about the games. The games are nothing special, and Resistance didn't impress me for the 5 minutes I played it, but I'll play it again. Hmm. It's just the whole system and what it can do and everything is just hoo-ha.
I think it'll take off as well.
Alan just likes rubbing the console
all
over his
body. I do,
and
the little touch-sensitive buttons.
I can't believe he bought a PlayStation. I thought he was going to buy a Wii.
I bought the Wii. My roommate, who just moved in with me, was like, well, I'm going to be saving so much money living with you rather than on my own in an apartment. I'll just keep the PS3 instead of sell it. I was like, right on, dude. You won't hear any complaints out of me. But anyway, what games did you get, Graven?
I got Rayman's Raving Rabbids. That's the only thing I could afford.
You didn't get Zelda?
No, I'm getting that for Christmas because I'm poor.
Okay, but Raving Rabbids, is it as awesome as people said it was going to be? Because I haven't tried it
yes.
yet.
Yes, it is so awesome. Call me gay, but... Can I say that on?
You can say it, but we won't call you it.
All right. Just making sure. Okay. I like the little ones you have to drum the stick together, like it's a rhythm type. And
all right, I don't know anything about the game, dude, so if you reference it specifically, you're gone.
It's a rhythm type game, and you have to bang the sticks and like the Wiimote and the nunchuck in a sequence, and that's so much fun.
Really?
Sounds very cute.
Dude, tonight I'm going to go buy that then.
I don't know. You know what? I've heard a lot of conflicting things about that game.
How many controllers
Rayman?
Did you get?
Yeah, about Rayman.
the light gun, there's rail gun games, like, you know, what, like, forget what you, Chrono Trigger.
How many controllers did you get, Graven?
I got one.
How fun can the game be if it's a party game and you only have one controller?
Look, Graven can party just fine all by himself.
All right.
Yeah, I'm getting another Wii anyway, so.
Another one?
I'm gonna get about four of them and about 12 controllers.
You know, a controller by itself is worth $60, so you buy the system, you get one controller, and...
Yeah, we were just talking about that. There's some funny hidden costs in
I'm
that
so
little Wii
I'm so upset
thing
that
there.
The controllers are so expensive. Anyway, Graven, thanks for the call. I'm glad to hear that you appreciate the Wii. I am... Oh, yeah?
Thanks a lot. Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry about your crappy 360 experience last year.
Oh, you found out about it? You read that?
No, I found out for years. I always listen to it sometimes when I need a good...
It gave me fodder for the radio, man. I'm almost glad it happened at this point. But, right. But wow, that target is going to stay in my mind forever. Thanks for the call, Graven.
I too. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, so I keep taking time away from Ara.
Hey, no problem. Let's get down to business.
You played the PS3 at my house right before we came over here.
So did I.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Although probably not the type that most people are expecting. You know, Nick played it, I played it.
Yeah,
I mean,
fun making
you
fun
played
of
it.
Let's get on the list.
Where do we
list.
Start? I mean, okay, MotorStorm, right?
Let's preface this by reminding people you both work, you know, in the game development industry.
Yes, but different fields. I'm a programmer, he's a designer. There's a big difference.
Yeah, but you both have that mindset, so go ahead.
Right.
All right, so MotorStorm. Now, I have to first say that, you know, I can't really take MotorStorm seriously as a game. When I look at it, I mean, like, all right, it's beautiful, right? I mean, the graphics are great, the tech is great, but at least in this demo that we were playing, I mean, the track design is absolutely terrible. If you play this game, you'll be smashing into stuff uncontrollably all the time, no matter what you do. I mean, I don't know why they design little nooks and crannies.
Yeah, that was a big problem. There were these ramps over the place, and you get stuck on the side of the ramps.
And
there were
just
also these turns where... It was like a cliff, and you had to make this hard turn, and if you didn't make the turn, you just fly off the cliff, and I'm sure that was on purpose to have this big area you could fly off. But one of the biggest things that annoyed me was when the motorcycle that you ride, it drives a lot better than the trucks, but it has a super, super springy suspension. So right when you're going up to this tight corner, you go off this ramp, and you bounce like 15 feet in the air, and then you're out of control for that whole time you're in the air, and you just fly off the ramp.
Right. Now maybe this isn't representative of the actual game, right? But, I mean, we can only assume that the demo is designed to be so. And
yeah,
I
do think that this one track, like, there's probably multiple play modes and stuff, so this one track isn't a great example of the entire
game.
Yeah,
I don't really see how many different play
modes. This track is designed for you to fly off the cliff, smash into stuff, blow up,
yes,
all the things that are very pretty, and they showcase their technical and artistic abilities quite well, but at the same time, these are all things you're not supposed to do in the game because they kill you, they are bad. So I don't know what's going
on.
I
think you're really harsh though, because after I got into it a little bit, I was having kind of fun with it. It's very, you know, very arcadey, you know.
Yeah, after you memorize the location of everything and all those little...
That's the way every track is, though. And the boost was fun.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, look. Design is all about giving the player cues so that they don't have to repeat their mistakes 12 times before learning from them. But...
This is tough because you're also a racing game enthusiast, not just a game designer.
Yeah, I'm hard on this stuff anyway.
All right, what was the best part of the MotorStorm demo?
I mean, it's obviously...
Because, you know, I think the best part
was the chick's ass on the motorcycle.
The sound.
Tour de force.
I thought the sound was the best. What do you think?
I don't have any opinion of it. I mean, like, what? It's there, it's loud, what?
Did you like the music or the sound effects?
No, the sound effects of the engine and stuff. I thought they were very good.
All right.
And very, very exciting.
I think they tricked us with this one, because as soon as, like, I had my TV, like, when I'm playing Guitar Hero, it's usually up to, like, volume 25 or something.
Play the headphones on.
Which is nice and loud, right? But it's loud at, like, 25, and... This was at level 13.
No, this is true. They turned it up to like 12 or 13 or something.
They
with that, didn't they?
Cranked up the volume for the demo of MotorStorm, so you would
hear
the music.
Oh, they changed the volume on your TV?
Yeah.
Oh, so that wasn't...
No, they didn't change the volume on my TV. They cranked up the volume.
They broke through
okay.
the
Let's say we take normal volume.
Barrier, right, I gotcha.
And then you play MotorStorm, and it's blaring out of the speakers.
I gotcha.
Because they wanted you to hear the
rumbling.
Well,
maybe it's over E3 or something. You ever think about that?
Yeah, but this isn't E3, buddy.
Super loud at E3, but maybe this is the E3 demo you were playing.
All right.
It's not.
So,
right, I remember.
One really interesting thing that I noticed is, you know, you can steer in this game using the six-axis controller or, you know, regular, you know, D-pad or analog.
Now, what six-axis are there?
Well, this this
X, Y, and Z, doofus.
Man, are we at the end of the segment already?
Well, I took up a lot of time at the beginning.
Man, okay, we're going to unravel the mystery of the six-axis controller, because I'm wondering where the hell these axes are.
As am I.
We'll be back after this, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Ara. I'm the game designer. And we've got Alan over here.
I'm here, everybody.
And I'm Nick.
We've also got Nick, who is the game programmer.
Yeah, see, those two didn't go to school, though. I went to UAT.
No, I did. I went to school.
See what happens?
I went to school, but not to
for
UAT.
Games. I went to school for
games. You went to games. School
for games? Oh, yeah. Man.
All right, don't say where. I don't care where.
I won't.
Because
but I didn't
University
go to UAT.
Of Advanced Technology, that's the place to be.
All right, so
that's
anyway.
Not as cool. All right, so we were talking about the six-axis controller.
Mystery. Yeah.
And there's many of you may not be familiar or aware, but there's this deep mystery.
Yeah, well, there's three dimensions in our world.
Yes, and how many axes are in three dimensions, Nick?
There's three. There's up, down.
Okay, that's
one. It's like an axle. Think about that on a car.
That's one axis, all right?
Left to right.
Okay, that's two.
And not in Sony speak.
And there's forward to back.
Okay, wait, hold on. We have up, down, and left, right. How many is that again?
Two.
Okay, now what else?
Forward to back.
Okay, now what's the count up to?
That's three.
Three, all right. Now what else do we got?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're getting gypped on the other three axes, guys.
I think they might be in there. They're just not needed.
Now, are they imaginary axes? Because I heard that you could have, like, you know, we could have, like, the up-down eye axis or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like...
Well, think about, like, a compass, right? That's two dimensions. You got north-south, and you got east-west. You could put a third axis in there and say, like, northeast.
The axis of evil.
Yeah, northeast, southwest, right? And then the controller registers movement on this and says, oh, it's at 100% northeast. Well, you can also figure that out by just going 150% east and 50% north. So it's like, even if they have these extra sensors in there, they're useless.
All right,
we just lost 100 listeners.
So I guess, you know what?
Am I really that complicated by being a programmer?
I'm really disappointed that we don't have, you know, six-dimensional games as the six-axis controller.
My guess
promises.
Is that there's three axes, but they label each direction as its own axis, like up and down and left and right, et cetera.
That makes no sense. But actually, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, you know, like, why in God's name did they name this six axis? And, you know, you look at it, it's actually, you know, it's a palindrome.
Higher numbers are better.
Well, that's the one thing, okay, you know, but they could have called it, like, the 12-axis, you know, and that would be even better. But I think the reason why they picked 6-axis...
The axis 360.
Is because, I mean, look at the name, right? It's a palindrome, for one. And
not really.
Yeah,
so you think they did this because of wordplay?
Yeah,
because
look, and then, like, you know, it's almost, it's symmetrical in two dimensions,
that's
almost,
like, that's
except
like,
for the A in the middle.
That's
so.
Borderline conspiracy theory
the
right
a,
there.
I thought they should have made the A a diamond. That way, when you look at it... With the controller, you tilt it up to yourself. It's spelled the same way both ways.
Yeah.
Upside
so,
down.
So
we all
about,
need to work in marketing, really.
Yes, indeed. So the thing about MotorStorm that you know, I thought was really interesting was that, okay, you can play with, you know, the tilting function of the six axis, or you can use any of these other devices, you know, just steering normally.
Right.
And you know, I'm trying this out, right? Like we were playing earlier tonight, and you know, I'm just wondering, you know, is this really better? Is this a gimmick? Or is this actually making the game somehow, you know, more fun to play or more interesting or functionally
better
or what?
Yeah, I can see, like, the image of the guy in the commercial, like, in his chair, like, leaning back and forth.
Right. But does that improve your game experience?
See, I don't think so. I think it's harder because, obviously, the biggest thing I had was – the trouble I had was when you're driving slow, you make a lot sharper turns. Right?
Right.
I preferred the control. You were also the one who couldn't play the Wii to save your life.
No.
Wait a minute.
I
had trouble with that too. Actually,
I did good in tennis. I did good in bowling. I just sucked at golf.
Yeah, you couldn't move your body.
Talking about that. We're talking about the six axes.
No, my point is your ability to use a motion style controller.
No, I use it fine. It's just that,
actually, that's funny that you guys are bringing that up because I think that the larger issue here is that it's harder
that it thrown in
for people. No, I think it's naturally harder for humans to manipulate, you know, this kind of bar in space as a steering device than something that is more specifically bounded.
Now, see, I don't
like
know,
an actual physical control.
I think, forgive me for bringing this up, but Tony Hawk Downhill Jam, horrible game. But control-wise, it felt very natural to me to lean forward and backward to gain speed and to lean it side to side to turn.
Well, the leaning was fine with me, but
the control was great in that game. Everything else is bad.
The steering, I don't know what's going on there, but I mean, I was oversteering all over the
place. It felt very much like an arcade game that they could have adapted to, like, you know, ride a bike or something in the arcade.
Crazy fisheye lens. I don't know what was going on there. But
I liked it. I liked the motion, the tilt sensor control, and in fact, I haven't even tried it without the tilt control yet. Although I was still crashing into stuff all the time.
You just have MotorStorm, right?
Well, that's the only PS3 disc-based game that I downloaded.
That uses a motion sensor.
Well, I mean, unless
there was Blast Factor.
Blast Factor.
Let's talk about Blast Factor.
Okay, let's talk about Blast Factor.
All right, first, I want to tease people and let them know if they want to write this down, I'm going to give them my Wii registration number so they can be my Wii friend. And I can add you to my Wii parade.
Your Mii mate?
My Mii parade. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to give that to them in a few minutes.
All right. So something that I found really uncanny, although, I mean, why should it be? You know, the online service on PS3, right, the analog of Xbox 360 Live, has two shooter-type games, which, surprisingly enough or not, have the exact same Smash TV-style mechanics as...
And Robotron.
Three games that are already on Xbox 360 Live, right? On the Xbox, you know, we've got actual classic arcade Smash TV. We've got a Mutant Storm, like Super Extra Plus or whatever.
Geometry Wars.
And we've got Geometry Wars.
Evolved. I think that Robotron is actually available on it, too.
Robotron is the best.
I'm not sure.
There we go. Okay, so, you know, these are fine games in their own right. You know, they share a mechanics system, which is fine, you know. But then on PS3, you know, we've got this game called Cash Guns Chaos.
Which is horrible.
Which makes my heart shrivel, because when you play this game, it's so obvious that it's nothing more than...
It's Smash TV.
A reimplementation of Smash TV.
The worst thing about the game, you don't see the entire room.
So it's like they copy everything in Smash TV, right? Except for this one difference, which is they zoom in the camera and they make it more dynamic because now you're scrolling around.
And you don't move rooms. You're always in the same room, so it's more boring.
Well, maybe we didn't play far enough to get to the next room. But I mean, basically, you know, in every way that it's different from Smash TV, it's worse.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's going on here? I mean, like, can you guys...
Well, except the graphics are better.
The graphics are...
Marginally.
The graphics are better produced, right? I mean, they're high-res graphics and they're new assets, right? So...
It's 3D as opposed to 2D, though.
I mean, it's kind of like it's updated for the modern age, right?
I would say that Smash Brothers is a better 2D game, and this is a really bad 3D game.
No, the thing that really kills me is that, you know, come on, guys. Do you have to copy the whole thing so blatantly?
It was.
Are you that out of ideas?
I don't think that's a thing, though. I mean, they're clever ideas. The whole moving with one joystick, shooting with the other, that's fine to copy that concept.
Right.
But use it
in a new way. Give us something new.
But the idea of this, you know, game show where you run around and shoot people and you pick up money, like directly copying Smash TV, doing a bad job of it.
Do you guys have a creative bone in your bodies?
Yeah.
Every single thing. There's like the most minute detail. You know, there's cash appears on the floor, just like it does on Smash TV.
And
you
prizes.
Touch it, and it translates up into the corner.
And there's a cheesy announcer, and yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I'm beside myself, Alon.
We just can't please you, man, no matter what. I'm with you. This game,
I enjoyed it.
Like, I was having fun playing it, but it hurts to know that it's such a blatant ripoff, like you're saying.
Right.
And see, I have a heart. I'm like, Ara, I feel really bad going on the radio saying someone's work, because I work on this too. Someone's work is bad, but I'm sorry. It's just uncreative.
Now, Blast Factor, on the other hand, very much like Mutant Storm, very much like Geometry Wars, which are two games that are similar to begin
with. It wasn't
a
bad game. It just felt very rehashed and done.
I liked it. I thought it was a great job on the idea. They did a great job on that sort of concept of play, and it takes into account the motion controllers. Like, you tilt it, and it basically, you're, for those who haven't seen it, you're supposed to be, like, fighting cells or something in your body or whatever.
Very abstract
shapes.
Like
a petri dish of water.
So that's a little bit...
Just like Geometry Wars.
So you're kind of like in this dish of water, like you said, that
particles
or cytoplasm or something.
For no reason.
The whole time you're in this liquid dish from a top-down view, And if you tilt the controller, then it tilts like it's like it got hit from the side. Yeah, the whole
sends
thing,
a little
right?
wave across.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It sends a wave across, and it can corral these enemies in certain directions. And for some enemies, you have to do that just to get them to flip over in the liquid, so you can then shoot them. And I just really like that mechanic, and I'm sure it'll be used in more than just that way.
See,
for the
I found
rest of the game, but I don't really know.
I've got a problem with that too.
Very counterintuitive.
And I think the main issue is that, you know, the mechanic of actually just thrusting the controller in that way is so incongruent with the rest of the motions that you're making, it just doesn't seem to fit to me.
I agree with you that it's not necessarily congruent, but I disagree that it's not intuitive.
It definitely feels like they copied Geometry Wars, and it's like, okay, now what can we do to make this different?
All right. I thought it was good.
It was okay.
Yeah. I want to talk about what's great about the PS3. Aside from the fact that it's got cool touch-sensitive buttons and you can upgrade the hard drive at will.
My phone has touch-sensitive buttons.
I don't want to hear about your phone.
It has a perfectly rounded top so you can place nothing on it.
That is a little bit annoying. But it's just...
You can't put anything on top of the PSP.
One thing
it has
that
to be the
off
top of your stack.
You are... I wanted to delete the little PlayStation 3 like user that you created. The Aura one, because you're at my house so seldom.
Yes, that was my little viral infiltration there.
You can't delete users. If anybody knows how to delete users, please let me know.
You actually can, you just can't delete my user alone.
Yeah, is yours special? I couldn't delete mine either. But so it seems once you create them, oh, too bad. And that's a little bit weird to me. But you can install Linux right off the bat. You can connect your little PSP and
Ooh,
watch
Linux.
Movies
wow.
and songs off of it. It's got a visualizer. Wow. And I'm on the radio. It's got a visualizer that... is cool, but you can't control enough of it.
Now, does anyone honestly use music visualizers other than like
yes,
hotheads?
I use the.
Well, wait a minute.
No, because if I'm listening to music, I'm looking at something else.
No, I was gonna say yes until you got to the potheads part.
Oh, so, okay. Don't incriminate yourself, Ara.
All right.
What?
Hang on, guys.
What? I like pots. I like to put them on my head.
I was able to connect my Bluetooth headset for my cell phone to the PS3, so I can use that as a headset. I don't need to go buy a USB
so
one.
You're
I don't
a
need
gadget
to get some
fiend.
Special. Yes, I like the usability of it. I can connect I guess you can connect Sony cameras and stuff.
Right.
And
I remember you were on the phone and you're like, I'm talking my wireless headset while playing my wireless Wii.
Well, that was to somebody else with the Wii, but for the PS3, I actually got it to sync up because it's Bluetooth. And that is awesome to me. I don't have to buy more accessories. And usually these game companies are all about buy the accessories, like the Nintendo and all that.
Yeah, that's. I have to say I am impressed about that.
Yeah, I like that stuff. And when they get some games that actually let me use it, that'll be awesome too. And I assume I can use it with Resistance. All right, before we go, I promised I was going to give out my Wii number. So if anybody wants to add me as a Wii friend so we can play in the plaza together, my Wii number is 16 digits, 6339-7141. 6544-8292. Add me at will, everybody. That'll be fun times. You can get email, by the way. You can get and send email to the real world through the
Thanks
Wii.
For having me on, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
You're welcome. And thank you, Zach.
And next week, we'll be giving out Alon's credit card number.
All right, Zach, what's your band?
MySpace.com/DataStormMusic.
MySpace.com/DataStormMusic. Remember that,
There
folks.
You have it.
All right, we'll be back next week with more to talk about because we really didn't even touch on anything this week. We'll be back.
Enjoy.